Relations between nuclear-armed India and Pakistan have never been good, so a lot was riding on today's talks in New Delhi. Foreign Minister S.M. Krishna represented India, and his Pakistani counterpart was Hina Rabbani Kaur. The two are an odd couple, at least visually. India's Krishna is 79 years old, and he looks the part of a distinguished elder statesman. Kaur is Pakistan's first woman foreign minister, and she's less than half of Krishna's age. Suhasini Haider is senior editor at CNN IBN, and she says Kaur does not look like your typical foreign minister.
She's a very attractive person to begin with, and has brought out, as a result, headlines across the country. This is her first visit. In fact, she was elevated from her post as junior foreign minister to the cabinet rank simply for this engagement, so she could come and meet with India's External Affairs Minister S.M. Krishna, who, as you pointed out, is more than a decade older than double her age, actually, to be precise. Hina Rabbani Kaur has certainly taken the media by storm. Every newspaper this morning had a front page Technicolor photograph of her coming here. There's been much discussion about her very expensive bag. There's been much discussion about her style as well, perhaps completely away from precedent of any other Pakistani foreign minister who has arrived in India.
I know you spoke with the new foreign minister of Pakistan. Tell us what the conversation was like.
In fact, we spoke to Hina Rabbani Kaur a short while ago, asking her about the kind of headlines she had set off, and not just regular newspaper headlines. Across Twitter, we're seeing comments about Hina Rabbani Kaur, some people calling her the biggest confidence-building measure, India's biggest newspaper. The Times of India had her photograph with the line under it to say Pakistan puts on its best face rather than its best foot forward. So you can see the kind of reaction she's generated. And when I asked about it, she, of course, was very dismissive. She said that referring to her age, or in fact to her looks, or to the way she was dressed, really was trivializing the very serious issues between India and Pakistan. But I can tell you that it has given India-Pakistan relations that certainly are on a constant level of high tension, that little relief in terms of just seeing the body language between this young lady who's come to India as a minister now, and also the fact that she seemed to get on quite well with her Indian counterpart, who, as I said, is considerably older than her.
Well, now we have the evidence, because they've had this meeting, the first time meeting of these two foreign ministers of India and Pakistan. So does the talk of you know, the skies over Delhi drooling over this new Pakistani foreign minister, the talk of her Roberto Cavelli sunglasses or Hermes bag, does all that recede now that she has shown her stuff? And what's the stuff at the political table that she has indeed shown?
Well, Lisa, let's put it this way. We're in a situation where both ministers of India and Pakistan are not seen as the main drivers of foreign policy in either country. Mr. Krishna is a very well-spoken man with a wealth of experience in politics, but he is certainly being running the foreign policy with the complete acquiescence, and in fact, if you ask me, the complete driving of the Prime Minister and the Prime Minister's office here. In Pakistan, certainly Hina Rabbani Kaur is seen as taking her line from the Prime Minister and perhaps from the military, which is all-powerful over there. Both of them have been tasked with a difficult mandate. They've been tasked really with bringing relations back on an even keel and keeping the temperatures low. To that end, both of them seem to have done a fairly satisfactory job today. No big headlines, but no bad headlines either.
From New Delhi, Suhasini Haider is senior editor of CNN IBN, a 24-hour English news station in India.